through the clover leaf, and the tollway was very, very responsive to my request, and we sat down and we were able to get that done. So kudos to the tollway for all your help. Now you have to do one more thing. I bet you know what I'm going to say. You have to look at this plan and all the time that was put into it and the money spent getting to the point we are and say, you know, this is a good plan. Let's get it going. So I urge you, please accept the resolution I'm going to pass, the joint resolution with Senator Lee. Please accept the presentation, the report from the council, and let's move on. We need this today. We need it, you know, tomorrow. We can't wait another 10 years for another council or another task force. We need to get this done today. Thank you. The citizens of this area really need it.
Thank you very much. Tyler Cadell or Cadell, and then the three people after that are Jeff Freeman, and then Larry Bullock, who I think is speaking on a slightly different topic.
Yes.
If you want to go out of order.
Yes.
Yes, I recognize you. You just represent. Thank you. If you want to go out of order,
no,
come here.
Waiting over there.
Okay.
The last one.
Okay, and then John Nelson. You wait for the end. Okay, well then let's add John Brinning, I'm sorry, and we'll take Mr. Bullock at the very end.
Good morning. My name is John Brining. I'm the Executive Director of the Construction Industry Service Corporation, better known as Cisco. We're the largest labor management organization for union construction in the nation. We represent 140,000 building trade workers and 8,000 contractors in Cook, Lake, DuPage, Kane, Kendall, and McHenry County. Many of my contractors are in Lake County. Lake County building trades workers are there. We're part of the community, like I was here before, and speaking in support of the $12 billion capital program. I'm here today in support of the Route 53-120 Blue Ribbon Advisory Recommendation. I think they've done a great job. I think they've addressed all of the issues. I've been in the business for 40 years. I've also watched this process slow down and stop over the years. Now it looks as if there's hope. It looks like we can get this done. For all of those reasons and the interest of time, I just want to point out that our industry, the construction industry, is experiencing a underemployment rate that we've never seen before. We're probably more so than most affected by this Great Depression. We have hundreds, if not thousands, of contractors that are suffering, workers underemployed, filling the food banks. I mean, this is an economic engine. We have the resources to build this on time and on budget, and like we've done in the past, our performance is unparalleled, and Cisco and its board of directors strongly supports this process and the 53-120 report. So the sooner we get it done, the better, and thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Good morning, Jeffrey Brayman, Village President for Village of Buffalo Grove, and also a member of the committee, and I want to thank you for allowing me to be a member of the committee. It was a very enlightening and interesting process. I learned a lot, and I know the other members did as well. And as village president, I represent approximately 43,000 residents who have been directly, probably most directly, impacted by the, and negatively impacted, I should say, by the current configuration of Route 53. It stops and dumps everything right in the middle of our village, and it's obviously has impacted us for a long, long time. I also want to thank George and David for their leadership. I know they did an incredible job and did great work, and I appreciate that, as does our the village residents. Last Monday, the village board passed a resolution. I believe it's probably our fifth resolution in support of Route 53 over the time. And now is Sid Mathias, former village president here, who passed some of those resolutions. But Ellie Harstein, who was my predecessor, who passed resolutions also in favor of 53 here as well, and I assume in support. I do have copies of the resolution. I will hand it out to the committee, to the board, I'm sorry, which asks the board to support the report and recommendations of the council and to begin construction of Route 53 as soon as possible. There is no question in my mind, in the mind of most of the village of Buffalo Grove, that the extension is necessary and it's needed. There's been some talk about consensus, and it's nice to see that in all these years of finally reached consensus, not only by the residents of Lake County, but all others as well. And it's interesting, Maria and I have spent some considerable amount of time in the committee together, and we joke, I used to call her the evil empire from Long Grove because they were opposed to 53. But now we're lockstep because we all see the necessity, we all see the need for not only for the growth of our particular area, but the growth of Lake County as well. This is a regional concern. It's a regional question, regional solution to traffic. It's not just Lake County's concern, it's all of our concerns. I know there are some people who are going to be concerned about finances, as we are, as the committee was. There can be concerns on how it's going to be financed. That's not something that we could answer. There are others who are better able to answer that. I think the report gives you a toolbox of different ideas, different concepts. We ask you to look at those, use your best judgment in creating a financing plan that would effectively allow this to be built as soon as possible. Thank you.
I'm John Nelson. Today I'm representing the American Council of Engineering Companies of Illinois. I'm recently appointed to the board. We are a statewide organization of 200 firms, more than 200 firms, that together employ 10,000 engineers, architects, planners, land surveyors, etc., and support personnel. Our member firms work in all engineering disciplines, including the transportation field, and many of us have worked on Illinois Tollway projects. Many of our members are here today. As a member of the Blue Ribbon Advisory Council, ACEC Illinois strongly supports recommendation of the council for the Illinois Tollway to move forward with the Illinois 53 corridor project. It was a pleasure working on the council. It was neat. I'm not a Lake County resident. It was neat to see the local communities and elected officials get together and environmental concerns get together and come together with a plan that they could all live with. The only key points I want to make are it's clear the community supports the improvement. The improvement won't occur if we wait for traditional funding mechanisms. The federal government is not going to pay for this. The way to pay for this project is with user fees, with tolls, and managed with congestion pricing. We are very much in favor of that. I won't spend any more time. Thank you very much for your time and pass this.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. My name is Bill Baltudis. I'm the executive director of the TMA of Lake Cook, or Transportation Management Association. We work in Cook and Lake County. We represent over 50 companies in the area, representing about 38,000 employees. Many of us have talked about the issue of consensus, and we think that's a major factor to move this project forward. We hope the Tollway Board supports it. The two points I'd like to make in terms of our organization and the discussions we've had here is, number one, this idea of moving forward in a expeditious manner. Senator Link talked about this process here of this Blue Ribbon Committee having a kind of a deadline of your birthday to get it done. And I would hope that the next steps as a Tollway moves forward, determining financing, determining design, determining all the other issues involved, get, I don't know if the word is special treatment, but certainly an expeditious treatment, because this has been 50 years in the making in Lake County, and we hope it's not another 50 years where this issue becomes debated and decided and all that. This is an important issue to move forward as soon as possible. And I think there's the intelligence, the wherewithal to do that now. The second point I'd like to make is the impact on businesses and employees commute to work. Our mission is to improve employees commute to work. There are many, many employers in Lake and in Cook County who commute along what we call the area of this corridor here. And I think this project will provide a definite mitigation to the traffic congestion in Lake County and in Cook County too, because there's a lot of traffic moving back and forth. This is a regional project. So there's an impact on businesses and employees commute and businesses moving goods and services throughout the area here. This is going to be not only an economic development for the construction industry, but also further on as we move people and goods in a more efficient manner. So I think that's an important consideration as the story moves forward. So I hope you support the project, and I hope you move forward with in an expeditious manner. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I was actually thinking as you were saying that expeditious is Christie's middle name. I think the next three that we have here.
You still have Horowitz.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Craig Horowitz. I'm a resident of Buffalo Grove. I've never been to this building until this morning. It's quite a facility. While I'm aware that my village trustees have approved this project, I have some strong concerns, though I agree with the need. I've read about the project, though. Certainly haven't seen the details of it, as you have. But I've read that the budget is $2.1 to $2.4 billion, and there's a shortfall of about $800 million. What concerns me is about the other things that I've read in the Tribune and the Daily Herald. And those are how to pay for this. What I've read is that the way to pay for it has been predicted to be in tolls, but in other local revenue sources. Now again, this is what I've read. My Cook County taxes, and I've lived in Cook County for 20 years, have gone up 135% in the last 10 years. That's 135%. 40% over the last three. Now, I'm not your normal resident who just bitches about things. I've gone to District 214. I've gone to 21. And what I've seen is that nobody seems to care, nor nobody seems to be able to explain the increases. I certainly agree that there's a need for the project. But I've heard today that the residents are for this. I think they probably are. But if you tell them that it's going to result in increased property taxes, I wonder whether that opinion will still be there. I've also read on a side note that it's predicted to be 45 miles per hour. Now, I was on 53 this morning driving, and I drive the Kennedy and I drive Lakeshore Drive every morning. It was difficult to keep up with traffic with the people going 80 in the far left lane and going 60 to 65 in the middle lane. So again, I see the need for this, but I can't afford with an 1,100 square foot house to be seeing any more increases. If you're going to build this and you're going to pay for it, find some other way other than going to me. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next three after you will be Larry Anderson, Dan Friedlander, and Greg Copen.
Thank you, Chairman Wolf, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Charlie Eldridge. I represent the McHenry County Economic Development Corporation. We represent nearly 200 of the larger employers in McHenry County, and we have been in support of this project for many years. All of the communities on the eastern third of McHenry County, which represent almost 80% of our population, have been in support of past resolutions in support of this project and continue to do so. The earliest resolutions were 25, 30 years ago. My own personal history of the matter started attending a press conference at the state line with the governor of Illinois and the governor of Wisconsin, where the governor of Wisconsin said he would build a predecessor to the present project from Milwaukee down to the state line, and the governor of Illinois said that he would build it from there to Chicago. The governor we're talking about was Bill Stratton, and the year was 1957. I had dark hair then. There are 110,000, roughly, employed people in McHenry County. 67% of them commute out of McHenry County. almost all to or through Lake County. There are additional 25 to 30,000 people who come from Boone County or Wisconsin, travel through McHenry County on the way to work. Once again, the great majority of those are going either to or through Lake County. This project would be of tremendous benefit to McHenry County. I do want to commend David and George, because I think the Blue Ribbon process was just stunningly well done, and the achieving of the consensus that was achieved was remarkable. I think that the environmental proposals are integral to making this a success, but as several people have said before, we urge you to not just move, but move expeditiously. Thank you.
Madam Chairman, I'm one of the speakers. Everything I want to say has been said.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Good morning. I am Larry Anderson, the Executive Vice President of the Lake County Contractors Association. For the last 65 years, the LCCA has represented the commercial construction industry from Chicago north to Milwaukee. Our membership comprised of 185 construction-related companies in the area. I can only tell you that this extension of Route 53 in Lake County will alleviate congestion and bring to us much-needed jobs and economic stimulus to the region that you've already heard about. Our 185 members strongly support and unanimously support this Blue Ribbon Advisory Council's recommendations and resolution. And as all of these prior speakers have mentioned, let's do this expeditiously. Thank you.
The next three will be Mayor Soto and Suzanne Zupek and Elliot Brooks.
Good morning. My name is Greg Kevin. I serve as Executive Director of the Lake County Farm Bureau and also Director on the Lake County Convention and Visitors Bureau. And I won't go into much detail, because a lot of people covered everything, but thanks to George and to David for the good work that they did on this in the committee. I, too, just like the Senator, had doubts that it would be done in that expeditious of a time. And they did. It came to fruition. I've heard about it for years as well. I grew up in the Wheeling area, and I live in Grays Lake now. So I still commute back and forth. But our agricultural community is in support of this. If you know farmers, they can be stubborn people sometimes. And when ag comes together, and I represent 14,000 members in Lake County, we have a unified voice as well that supports this. On the tourism side, Lake County is the third largest tourism destination in the state of Illinois. And we have so many people that come up to enjoy our area, and getting back and forth has just been a burden, and as we've seen on our tourism as well. So we've supported 53, we'll continue to support 53. Anything we can do to help out, we appreciate, and thanks to the Tollway Authority for considering this and coming to the table with some ideas and proposals. The funding is a big issue, but that's something a lot of you are much smarter than me when it comes to that, and we'll put that in your hands. But again, I appreciate all the hard work, and let's build it now and not wait another 50 years. Thanks so much.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Linda Soto. I'm the mayor of the Village of Haynesville. We are the oldest incorporated village in Lake County, incorporated in 1847. I first want to thank everyone on the Advisory Council Committee and all the representative senators for making it possible for us to be here today. I appreciate all your efforts, and I thank the Tollway Board for your time today. I'm sorry. This project is long overdue, but we have had recent changes in the last couple of years with what's going on in the state of Illinois and our country. I walk into my office every day and have numerous notices of foreclosures that come across my desk. Now, certainly, this is not the only place this is happening. But I think it's important you hear what my residents are telling me when I am trying to help them keep their homes. There are programs out there. There's things that they can do. I have people that are looking at me and saying, Linda, I don't know if I want to fight to keep my home. These are people that have been laid off from work, are trying to find jobs. The jobs aren't there. If they are lucky enough to find jobs, They are being underemployed, and they are having to drive farther than ever. So they're spending a lot of time giving up quality of life to get to a place of employment that isn't paying anywhere what they should be making. They are walking away from their homes. I have a high number of vacant homes in our town. Haynesville is located at the crossroads of Central Lake County, where Route 120 and Route 134 meet. And while we're a small town, just 4,000 people, we are in the Grays Lake School District, we are in the Round Lake School District. So I feel very confident speaking on behalf of residents from those communities, officials from those communities that could not be here today but have sent you letters on behalf of this project, that Central Lake County is crumbling. And while this isn't a fix-all and isn't going to solve all our challenges, this is a cornerstone of saving Central Lake County. I also have business owners telling me the same thing. They are leaving, they are closing their doors. Those that I am trying to get to come to Central Lake County have concerns about how their goods and how their customers and how their employees are going to get back and forth. I know there's a lot of environmental concerns that have blocked this issue for many years. I'm very sensitive to the environment. I'm very proud of the Haynesville logo, which is on my badge, that the Village of Haynesville adopted in 1997. It is marsh grass from our wetlands that we are very proud of. Our comprehensive plan for our village acknowledges environmental concerns very strongly. But it's time to do what's right for the common good. I am not here to ask you to support this project. I am here to persistently and yet pleasantly beg you to move this project forward. Thank you.
I'm Suzanne Zupek. I had the honor of serving on the Advisory Council, and I chair the Lake County Transportation Alliance. The Transportation Alliance is a group of investors consisting of villages, townships, school districts, private corporations, the Lake County Contractors Association, and the general citizenry of Lake County, whose goal is to improve transportation needs in Lake County. We're asking you to support the proposal and bring congestion relief to the people of and who travel to and through Lake County. We believe this project provides the most economic benefit to the majority of people. The time is now. We've moved the mountain. All we want to do is build a highway now. Thank you.
Thank you. The next three people I have after Mr. Hartstein are Rob Sherman and Maria Rodriguez and Bruce Backman.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Elliot Hartstein. I'm a former mayor of Buffalo Grove and currently serve as vice chairman, Lake County representative to CMAP. It's not insignificant in terms of the current impact of the road that we have present, myself and the current mayor and Sid as a former three mayors of Buffalo Grove in terms of the impact on our community. I'd like to share with you today a little different context. Emphasizing your role as a board in dealing with the system, the transportation system, which you are so vitally interested in, and making sure that it works for the people of our region. I believe that the Route 53 extension to the north and linking to the Tri-State Tollway through the expanded 120 is a critical link to the region and the road system. CMAP recognized its significance as one of four major new infrastructure projects in our region's Go-To 2040 plan. Our northern region should not be second fiddle to those other areas to the south that have already seen the 355 extension become a reality. The Tollway Board certainly is to be commended for its work in putting together a world-class road system. But the system needs to be more fully completed. To have a major road abruptly come to an end at Lake Cook Road, as Route 53 currently does, defies logic, and the need of extension is a major missing piece of the system. The Blue Ribbon Committee supported the 53 extension as a major infrastructure project, which can mean jobs and economic development and much needed traffic congestion relief for the region and further completion of a road system for our region. The Tollway Blue Ribbon Committee overwhelmingly approved a recommendation to the Tollway for extension of Route 53 and deserves to be applauded. The group is to be commended for bringing people together of diverse interests to reach consensus on an approach that is respectful, most respectful, of environmental concerns. The whole committee worked very, very hard under the able leadership of co-chairs David Stolman and George Rainey. The work of the committee as a civil union between those long-term advocates for the extension and those with environmental concerns is a critical component of the recommendation, and it needs to be fully embraced by the Tollway Board as part of the compelling implementation. The proposed four-lane system with a greenway can be a model for the nation. Yes, it needs to be paid for, and the system as a whole needs to help close the funding gap, because the extension is an integral part of an integrated and linked road system. In addition to tolls, which need to be kept at reasonable levels as much as possible to facilitate usage by all, and support from tolls from other parts of the system, as already emphasized, prompt implementation will also close the funding gap, since further delay can only lead to further increased cost. In addition to the ideas in the committee report, the Tollway may also wish to consider innovative concepts such as a possible required economic contribution of some sort from developments and interchanges, which will benefit from the extended road system, or even the possibility of intergovernmental agreements or legislation to authorize something comparable to special service districts for commercial or industrial or office developments at the interchanges. The bottom line is, the time to act on this issue is now. The people of our region deserve no less, and I am hopeful, most hopeful, that the Tollway Board will pledge their strong support for implementation. Thank you very much for your consideration.
Thank you.
Morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Rob Sherman. I've been here before. You know I take these matters very seriously, and that I try to be brief, get to the point, get done. I'm one of the original proponents of extending Route 53. When I moved into Buffalo Grove 28 years ago in 1984, there was a proposal to extend Route 53 from Dundee Road up to Lake Cook Road, and they were thinking about putting a signalized intersection there, and I pleaded with them, make it a separated grade intersection, because someday they'll realize that this road needs to be extended into Lake County. And Verna Clayton, who was the president of Buffalo Grove at the time, said, you know, even if it does happen, it won't happen until way into the 21st century, which is a long way off back then. I'm here, with all due respect, to say, take this report, throw it away, and start over. Here's why. You didn't follow what my people like to call the golden rule. He who has the gold makes the rules. You didn't ask the people who are going to be paying the tolls how much can they afford to pay, how much are they willing to pay, And what is it, are they willing to pay for? You didn't ask the people who would be taxed. And my neighbor from down the block, Craig Horowitz, may not be aware that the value captures for business properties only, not residential, but for all these business properties that are going to be taxed. You didn't ask the people who are going to be paying the bills what they're willing to pay and what kind of a roadway they're willing to pay for. You've got all these Lake County officials saying, hey, this is great, let's build a trophy roadway. But what you have is a very expensive, very expensive to build, prohibitively costly to use, and very slow highway system. And what the people who would be driving down the roadway would want is a roadway that is built at the lowest cost without all these fancy things like 5 or 7 feet below the surface and bus rapid transit and bike routes, bike paths. They want it built at the lowest cost with the lowest cost to use the roadway and the highest speed. You didn't ask the people who would be asked to pay the bills. Now, one of the proposals, ladies and gentlemen, is to put tolls on the Cook County portion of Route 53. The Lake County officials from the Blue Ribbon Committee have volunteered the people of Cook County to pay for their public works project in Lake County. Of course, they're all for it. If you take a look briefly at page 55 of the report, you will see that the estimated cost is $2.25 to $2.5 billion. And then if you look on the next page, page 56, options 9, A, B, and C, which refers to tolling Route 53 in Cook County between Lake Cook Road and the Northwest Tollway, or the Jane Addams Tollway, they're looking at bringing in between $75 million and $100 million per year. Over 25 years, that would be between $2 and $2.5 billion. So what you have is basically a system of non-user fees. We all understand the need for user fees, but here you've got this road being paid for by non-user fees. The main purpose, it's important to understand, the main purpose of this roadway, of the Route 53 extension, is to get people from Central and Northern Lake County to Cook and DuPage County for jobs, for school, for cultural, and for shopping. Very few people from Northwest Cook County go up into Lake County. Some do, but it's mostly to get people from Lake County to and from Cook and DuPage County. But this proposal puts the primary financial burden on the people of Northwest Cook County. Ladies and gentlemen, Northwest Cook County is not a colony of Lake County. It's not the job of the people of Northwest Cook County to pay for, to gift a very expensive public works project in Lake County. Now, I heard my friend Terry say that he's willing to work with people to come up with a reasonable funding plan. And when I met with my friend Jeff Brayman a couple of days ago, he was talking about how it would be appropriate to have correct me if I'm wrong, a consistent level of tolls throughout the system. And that would be reasonable. But ladies and gentlemen, you don't want to have a new system where you've got the roadway at 45 miles an hour. That would only, and tolling on the Cook County portion, that would make the transportation system much worse. It wouldn't improve things, it would make things worse for this reason. Few people would pay 20 cents a mile to use Route 53 in Lake County. They just stay on their current roads, Rand Road or Route 83 and 45. If you raised it to 40 cents per mile, almost nobody would use that road. But similarly, you put those kind of tolls, 20 to 40 cents a mile, on the Cook County portion of Route 53, people will bail from that roadway, and now they'll be using Arlington Heights Road, Buffalo Grove Road, Route 53 east of and Rand Road east of 53 on the west side. Roads like Rolling Road, Wilkie Road, Rolling Road, and some of the other roads there. So people would bail, and that would increase the congestion. So let me conclude with this thing to take about 60 seconds. And this won't be racist or bigoted or anything like that. 3 months ago, a couple of black boys came to my home, knocked on the door. What do they want? They want a donation for their sports team. Okay, where do you live? South side of Chicago. Why are you here in Buffalo Grove, on the Cook County side of Buffalo Grove? Well, we ain't got no money. You got money. A couple of weeks after that, a couple of Latino gentlemen from Pilsen. Knocked on the door. They wanted money for their church. Where are you from? Pilsen. Why are you here? Well, we ain't got no money here. You got money. A couple of weeks after that, a couple of white boys from Lindenhurst or Round Lake Beach, somewhere up there, they came knocking on the door. They wanted money, too, for Emily's house or some home for abused children. Why don't you go there? Why don't you collect there? Well, because you have money here. And just this past Saturday, a couple of older white gentlemen standing on the corner of Palatine Road and Arlington Heights Road. Why are they collecting money there? Well, it's for family outreach ministry. Where are they from? Crest Hill, down the block for Joliet. So I want to conclude by telling you, ladies and gentlemen, the Blue Ribbon Committee, the Blue Ribbon Council, is hardly the first group to come up with the oh-so-clever idea of hitting up on the people of Northwest Cook County to pay for their projects, to export our money to pay for their projects. I support the extension of Route 53 and the 120 project, but this needs to be done with Lake County money. There are ways to do it. They can raise sales taxes, property taxes, other taxes and fees. They can put tolls on. Yep, there are lots of state roads in Lake County, 21, 22, 41, 43, all those roads. Put the tolls there. Sales taxes, property taxes, instead of trying to get the people of Northwest Cook County to pay for your public works project in Lake County. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. My name is Maria Rodriguez. To be clear here, Illinois, as most of you know, is 50th in job growth right now. Number 50 in job growth, while the economies of Indiana and Wisconsin are both increasing. Lake County abuts, obviously, Wisconsin. Although I understand Mr. Sherman's concerns, I will tell you that being part of this Blue Ribbon Advisory Commission was an extraordinary process, and all of his concerns were discussed at length for the last 9 months. And it was a lot of work and a lot of discussion, but we really do feel, I was appointed as Vice Chair of Stormwater Management. I'm also the Village President of Long Grove, which has been termed the Evil Empire, which would make me the Evil Empress. We share the concerns of Lloyd County Stormwater Management, and they are legitimate concerns for the environment. What was discovered through this process, and you could see it in the approvals, as everyone voted to approve this recommendation, they were talking about how they got it now, that the environmental best practices have got to be paid attention to because they affect all of us. This recommendation is extraordinary. I urge you to move it quickly, approve it, and move it forward quickly as the others have, because we need to improve the infrastructure and in Lake County to keep businesses here and keep them from going across the Wisconsin border. But also we need to maintain the character of Lake County. This proposal, as proposed, will do that. In fact, in some areas, will enhance the character of Lake County and Long Grove. I wholeheartedly feel very comfortable endorsing this, urging you to move quickly, and appreciate being part of the process. Thank you.
I have a series of other names I'm going to read. I believe these are people who have a different subject, and I just want to make sure that when I get to the next group that I'm not calling up. If you are not speaking on 53, will you let me know? Uh, Ver-